You're listening to the MIAA Insider for Wednesday, October 4th, 2017. The MIAA Insider is brought to you by Pittcraft Printing, the official printer of the MIAA, and also by Hasty Awards, the official awards provider of the MIAA. On this week's MIAA Insider, we talk to five-time MIAA Goalkeeper of the Week, Anna Dilks from Central Missouri, and then we sit down with Commissioner Mike Racy for the MIAA Commissioner's Corner. All that and more on this week's MIAA Insider. Well, 5 weeks into the MIAA women's soccer season and five Goalkeeper of the Week awards for Anna Dilks. She has 10 consecutive shutouts to start the season. We had a chance to catch up with her as she gets ready to take on Central Oklahoma and Northeastern State this weekend. All right, Anna, 10 straight shutouts now for you. Obviously, that all starts with your back line. Talk a little bit about what makes the defenders in front of you so special.
Yeah, the defenders in front of me are really special. We come into practice every day and we work really hard. Lewis gives us what we really need to focus on, and they do a really good job of implementing it.
And, I mean, when you look at your stats, obviously they keep the shots away, and that's got to help, you know, that goals against average.
Yeah, they do the best they can in front of me, but obviously teams are going to produce chances, so whenever they get past our defense, I'm there to just do my best.
All right. Now, for you guys, kind of a big week coming up. You're facing two teams that haven't been beaten yet. And when you look at those two teams, they also don't allow a lot of goals. So just talk about the upcoming week and kind of your expectations.
Yeah. Central Oak and Northeastern are really great teams. We're just going to prepare the best we can this week in practice and just go out there and do our best.
Now, you guys have made late season runs, you know, falling in that, you know, super regional final there the last 2 years. Talk about, you know, preparing for the postseason as you go through MIAA play, especially on weeks where maybe you don't face many shots.
Yep. We're not really looking in the postseason right now. We're just kind of looking at the weekend. So every game is a stepping stone towards postseason, but right now our main focus is the game on Friday.
Now, a couple years ago, you were involved in a shootout, and we like to kind of give our fans a little bit of education. Talk about preparing for a shootout as a keeper. I mean, that's the one time you know the defense isn't going to be in front of you.
Shootouts are fun, but hopefully the team gets it done in the regulation time so we don't have to go to those.
All right, talk a little bit about, you know, the offense. Obviously, you know, you've been stopping things on the back end, but they're putting up a lot of points this season, and that's got to be helpful.
Yeah, we've been getting the ball in the back of the net, and that's great. Yeah, Abby and Jada and Michaela Toth, who are starters, are doing great up there. And then, obviously, when the subs come in, they've been making some pretty good goals, too. So we're pretty confident in our front line, and that kind of trickles back to the midfield and the defense. So just having trust in everyone that's going to do their job, it's great.
All right, talk about, you know, how the MIAA has kind of evolved, you know, especially the last 4 years. You know, you guys have been at the top, but some teams have been, you know, getting a little bit closer every season. Talk about what it's like facing a tough league like the MIAA.
Yeah, the MIAA is a great league. Every game, it's going to be a good game. So we just have to prepare like it's a championship game every game.
All right. Well, it should be a great finish to the season. We wish your team the best of luck, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yep. Thank you.
We're joined now by MIAA Commissioner Mike Racy. And Mike, the league officially announcing the We Care initiative today. Now, this is something that's kind of been working behind the scenes since, I don't know, probably middle of June, early July, and the summer meetings. Talk about, you know, what the idea was behind this and how things kind of started and got rolling.
Well, it's something that, yes, it has been something we've been working on at the conference office for a while, and we had an opportunity this summer to share the concept with our athletic administrators and our presidents, and very supportive. And then we took the ideas to our student athlete advisory committee during their summer meeting here in Kansas City, and they were very very supportive, enthusiastically endorsed the concept and said we're ready to roll with it. So we've been fine tuning it since then. But yes, exciting week for the conference. We're announcing our new MIAA We Care initiative, and simply put, it's an expression by our conference and our member institutions on what we consider to be the key foundational elements that are part of the student athlete experience in the MIAA. I believe, someone that spent a lot of time at the NCAA and working very closely with Division II initiatives and Life in the Balance, that this initiative in the MIAA aligns perfectly what we say about Life in the Balance and the Division II student athlete experience. But this is, this is our opportunity as a conference to tell current student athletes and future student athletes the key parts of their student athlete experience and what we hope student athletes leave their institutions with when they graduate with a degree from an MIAA institution.
Now, obviously, fans can go to the website, check out the release for kind of the full details of this initiative, but kind of give us the highlights of, you know, what We Care stands for and what it means for the lives of student athletes.
Sure. So, as you might imagine, We Care also stands for something, and that's each letter in We Care highlighting a specific pillar, or pillar being one of these foundational elements of the student athlete experience. And as we look at that, we've got six pillars that are part of that experience in the MIAA. W standing for wellness, and E for education, C for compassion, which is for us service to your community and to your campus. A stands for athletics and your athletic skill development. R stands for respect or sportsmanship. And E for engagement and being engaged in your campus and your community. So all six of those letters obviously make up We Care, and we believe that wellness and education and compassion and athletics development and respect and engagement, those are the key elements to a well-rounded student-athlete. They're the key elements of development that student-athletes have through their experience, and it's something that we hope all of our institutions will have an opportunity during this upcoming academic year and future academic years to emphasize those areas and to highlight some of the great things they're doing in each of those areas to help our student athletes when they graduate be prepared for whatever is ahead of them in life.
Now, you had the chance at the SAC meeting this summer to kind of present this to some of the leaders amongst the student athletes on campus. Kind of talk about your vision for what you'd like this to look like on campus and maybe what you kind of passed on to them saying, you know, this is what this should look like in your local SAC.
Well, Josh, we already know that there are great things happening on all of our campuses in each one of these six foundational areas. And our hope, our vision, is that our Student Athlete Advisory Committee can help bring greater attention and a greater focus to all of these great things happening already on campus. You know, it's my hope that this really becomes a student-led initiative. We've got some neat things planned the next couple of weeks in helping us roll this out. We obviously have a social media hashtag, hashtag We Care, where we hope that a lot of our institutions and a lot of fans of the MIAA start to gather to learn about some of these great things going on. But just a, you know, a quick example, I heard from one of our Student Athlete Advisory Committee members that as part of this We Care initiative, they're hopeful that perhaps the focus on their campus for the upcoming year can be on the W, wellness. And in particular, they want to make sure that they bring appropriate attention to the idea of mental health for student-athletes and making sure that student-athletes are aware of the resources and areas on campus that can provide assistance or help, that if there is a stigma among student-athletes in seeking out help and assistance, that they begin to address that. And they, you know, begin to work with Campus Counseling Center and others on campus to make sure that their schedules align with student-athlete schedules and just, you know, bringing greater attention and awareness to that important part of our student-athletes' health and well-being. So each campus can own this We Care initiative in a way that allows them to address specific needs for their student-athletes. And it's my hope that each Student Athlete Advisory Committee will own this initiative in a way where they will celebrate the wonderful things going on in each of these six foundational areas.
Well, Mike, it sounds like a fantastic program, and we encourage fans and just supporters of the MIAA to stick on the MIAA website for releases there, but also to use that hashtag and look for that hashtag to find out how this is working in your community, because really this program is going to happen in the local communities on these campuses.
Yeah, Josh, you know, we're reminded every day that the MIAA is a student-centered conference. We understand on our end here at the conference offices and conference office, and certainly our member institutions understand that the student athlete is at the center of everything we do, and their well-being and a very positive experience is what our goal is every day. And at the end of the day, we're preparing student athletes for something very special after they graduate. And whatever career they choose to go into, they'll look back at their experience as a student athlete and understand why they're so successful is because of all of these tools and skills that they developed during their participation as a student athlete. This We Care initiative just highlights that, and it's exciting for the MIAA to have something like this now that we can share with everyone else.
All right, well, Mike, I'm excited for the program. I know a lot of student athletes are as well. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to talking about this more in the future.
You bet. Thank you, Josh.
Well, that's it for this week's MIAA Insider. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, the Insider is brought to you by Pittcraft Printing, the official printer of the MIAA, and also by Hasty Awards, the official awards provider of the MIAA.